Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love.
Greetings, everyone. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love, February 6, 2016. And it's my great pleasure having Edward Spean on the show today. And Edwin is an award-winning author, speaker, healer. And he's the author of Mystic Warrior, Mystic Secrets Revealed, Total Love Immersion, and Enlightened Relationships. So thank you, Edwin, for being with us on Cosmic Love today.
For inviting me, Christopher. It's great to be here.
Thanks. You know, I've been following your stuff, listening to it, and I'm quite amazing with your background, your story, what you've gone through, your own evolution from an engineering, mathematics, science background, your work in business, finance, your MBA, and how you really took off in the corporate world and then had a major life change, a revelation, metamorphosis. Could you tell us about that?
Sure thing. Well, like you said, I was a scientifically oriented person. I had no interest in spirituality or anything like that. And I was a hard-charging person in the venture capital business, and I decided that even that wasn't fast-paced enough for me. So I went off and started my own company. So I was a stressed-out entrepreneur, and I had a girlfriend at the time who said, you know, let's have dinner and a movie. Why don't you go to Blockbuster and pick up something so we can watch a movie later? So I went to Blockbuster, and it was before they had weeded out all the non-mainstream material. And right next to the counter was a videotape, Dick Sutphin's Past Life Regression, which promised to release the stress that I was under. So I took it back, and I didn't know anything about past life regression or anything like that, but it promised to get rid of my stress. So after dinner, I popped it into the VCR, watched it. It put me into an altered state. It made certain suggestions. It asked me what my name was, what country I lived in, what I was wearing, what my job was, all these different questions. And amazingly, I knew the answers to all of these things. So when we came back to normal waking consciousness, I wrote down everything that I remembered, and I still wasn't ready to just accept that this was a past life or that I had recalled something, so I had to check it out. And after I checked it out, I realized that everything I had said and wrote down was very consistent. And I still wasn't immediately convinced that this was a past life, but I said, whatever it was, I had tapped into information that I had no way of knowing, and my education is incomplete. Even though I went to these fine universities and had an MBA from the University of Chicago and studied physics and astrophysics and all these great things, my knowledge of spirituality was severely lacking. And so that's when I just began studying everything I could about reincarnation, karma, metaphysics, all under the umbrella of mysticism, because I wanted to understand how the universe really worked. And even my scientific education was just incomplete. So that's what started me on this path.
Well, you know, that's a kind of a classic wake-up scenario that I think a lot of people are going through. That's why I'd love to share your story and tune into, you know, this process of kind of auto-suggestion where, you know, when you're ready, the master will appear, and you were seeking to understand the mysteries of the universe.
Right.
And you kind of tune into it, and time and cycles being what they are, you know, unique to each soul contract, it triggered you, and I guess this led to you a series of masters or
well,
masters
that's exactly
or mentors.
Well, when the master
mentors,
appeared, just like you said.
Yeah.
My so intense desire to understand how the universe worked drew the attention of my first mentor, Sophie, and she's very mysterious. You can't sign up for a webinar with her or even call her up or even find her if she doesn't want you to. She has to decide that you're worthy of her attention. And in my case, it was not because I was advanced or anything like that, because I was far from it. But what I was, what I did have was this earnestness that I just really wanted to know, how did the universe work? And she saw that hunger in me and took me under her wing and began teaching me. And in just a few short months, most of my contact with her was telepathic. And if you would have told me that before we started this would happen, I would have thought you were nuts. I'd never read any scientific journals that even thought this was possible. But 3 months later, she got me to that level. And then, to really reinforce this one lesson that she kept drilling into me, she disappeared, almost as if she had never existed. There was no office, no home phone, no office phone. And worst of all, I couldn't connect with her in my meditations anymore. And that was drilling the lesson into my head. You know, when the only place, the person you have to tune into for your ultimate lesson is your own inner master, your own I am presence, your own higher self. Don't rely on anyone, no matter how gifted they may be. And, you know, she basically, once I was ready to start flying, she kicked me out of the nest, and that was the end of it. No more bird to feed me or help me. I was on my own with my own inner master.
So you kept seeking kind of tuning in and magnetized another mentor, I guess.
Right. The one last thing she said, which kind of foreshadowed what was going to happen, she said, there'll be other people in the future that will help you on your path. And I almost cringed when I heard that because I could see that she wouldn't have just said this like so off the cuff.
Yeah.
But then she left. And so I continued my studies of all the spiritual subjects and especially energy healing with some, you know, gifted people. But it was several years later that my energy mentor came into my life. And he's still around. He's still around. But he had a near-death experience. And when he came back to Earth, back to life, he had way more energy than most people I've ever come across.
Uh-huh.
So I worked with him for 2.5 years. Every week I would go visit him, and he would pump up my energy, and then over the course of the week, my energy would come down a little bit. Then the next week, he'd pump it up again. Then it would come down a little bit over the following week. But over time, it was ratcheting upwards, and after about a year, I got to the point where I could wave my hand like he did and send massive amounts of this higher vibrational energy into people that would help them to heal themselves and take away all their stress, fear, anger, all the lower negative emotions. We could just flush them out of people very quickly and easily.
Well, I know that's possible. I know when I was freelancing in photography, I remember I specialized in doing candids at weddings, and I would get centered for a whole day beforehand, and there was a focus thing that would go on that I could focus energy, a positive energy, to a group of people behind a telephoto lens, and their energy levels would come up just focusing on them, just kind of just project. There's a way you can project an energy, just like you said.
Uh-huh.
And like you said, a wave of the hand with healing energies. There's different energies that you can project being centered and connected, and I know a lot of your work is about this process of being centered and connected. That's something that really fascinates me about your work. I know different energy healers, energy people that are work with different centering and energizing processes, and you have a unique one. You have several unique ones, and you have different processes or names for these processes, total love, immersion, and what you do with your major thrust with your energy center clearing. Could you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. Okay, a little esoteric anatomy first. Almost everyone understands that you're not merely your physical body. In addition to a physical body, you have emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies of increasingly higher vibration. And at the apex of your existence is your I am presence, your divine spark, your master within, by whatever name you want to give it. Now, the way this master within, this divine spark, communicates with your mind and body is through your energy centers. And so what I do is I very quickly flush all the energy centers in your body, and I do it from a Western perspective versus the Eastern chakra system. I flush all your energy centers with higher vibrational energy so they're clear, so you can hear that small, still voice within much more readily. And by clearing out the energy centers, you can, you know, obviously hear better, but also by flushing the energy bodies that surround you, then you don't have the static of the and confusion of emotions that may or may not be yours, of thoughts which may or may not be yours, but other people's that we're all swimming in the sea of energy and sea of emotions and thoughts. So if we can flush those out of your energy bodies, then once again, you're going to be able to hear that small, still voice within much more clearly.
So how do you do that flushing? How do you do that flushing process?
Okay. Well, what I do is I just wave my hand in a circular motion, that opens up the portal. That's what my mentor Tommy showed me, and then I visualize the person right in front of me, because this works. The energy is beyond time and space, so the person doesn't have to be anywhere near me. You know, they can be in London, Buenos Aires, Hong Kong. It doesn't matter where they are.
Well,
and they don't have to be on the phone either.
Right? Well, I understand how that works.
Yep.
We've talked a lot about that in different quantum field science teachings that have been coming forth this last year. I've had different people on the show that have talked about different aspects of quantum medicine, quantum healing, and it's non-local. And a lot of this deals with, you know, the quantum field, and that, you know, it's instant everywhere and interactive, just like the internet, you know, like the global internet.
Right.
There's no time or space anymore, and where you know, energy flows where attention goes.
Exactly. Yeah, the first time I made a video where I showed just opening up the portal and sending energy, and saying, I just called it higher vibrational energy, and I put it up on YouTube, and people are calling me up saying, I can feel energy when I watch your video. Like, how is that possible? It's just the way it is. You know, that was my intention when I did it, and when you click the play button, that's your intention to watch that, and the energy just comes through.
So it's a way of connecting, basically, through the intention that is carried in the message, and I realized that all these energy dynamics follow this pattern of, you know, it begins with intention.
Right.
And I use the expression that pure intention focuses attention with love's retention for conscious ascension in a dimension where there's full comprehension, whether that be healing or enlightenment or whatever. Anyway, that's the rapper in me.
Yeah, that's a good... Right. Straight out of Compton. Christopher Rudy.
Oh, jeez. But, you know, your vibration when you get into this is really, and I don't know if this, how this, I've got a short little clip here from your Total Love Immersion. And let me play that. It's just a short one. Just kind of, people can tune into your vibration and your intention as an example. Here we go.
Sound of my voice. As I guide you to release the lower vibrational discordant energies in your physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies to make way for the love that we all enjoy. You are being immersed in a sea of loving energies. Your body feels it already. You may notice how you feel more and more relaxed with each breath you take.
Okay, that's just a little bit of a blip. It came on a little later than I wanted to, but could you hear that okay?
Yes, it was very clear.
Good. Well, anyway, I wanted to do just a little sample of what you do in your work, and of course that was just, you know, that was just a little bit of a feeling of it. And I think what carries through to me is there's a harmonic in your voice that I think is a good carrier frequency for your intention.
Mm-hmm.
And could you give some other examples of what you've done with your other material? And if you could go through that, I know you've done the books, but you've done quite a few of these clearing processes. Could you go into what you've done with those?
My flagship process is called Energy Center Clearing, where I clear out the energy centers from a Western mystic perspective. In the Eastern schools, we have the seven chakras which run along the spine, and in the Western schools, we look more at the actual gland or organ that animates your body. So some of them, there's a one-to-one overlap, like your thyroid gland and your throat chakra are effectively the same. But for example, the heart chakra, which is a very important one, that incorporates two glands. It incorporates the heart as an organ, as well as the thymus, which is above the heart, underneath your breastbone. And you may see some mystic traditions that talk about the crown of the heart. That's what they're actually talking about, the thymus gland.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, so what I do is I take this energy, and we go through in a guided meditation, one by one through the 12 different energy centers from a Western perspective. We have you visualize a little miniature ball of light or a little miniature sun come into each one. I count to three, snap my fingers, you explode this ball of energy. It opens up the chakras some more, and then you use white light from above to flush the debris from your energy bodies down to the ground, down to the floor, where you envision a violet flame which transmutes the debris into pure love. So that's the energetic process, but I augment it by pumping it full of this energy, the same energy that we talked about that my mentor Tommy helped work with me to open up. So you're getting actually three forms of energy. One is my voice that you noted has a certain carrier for this energy. Then we have the music. My friend Raina, she's an intuitive composer, and she wrote music specifically to match my voice for this meditation.
Wow.
So we got those two. And then the third one is I have a third track, which is silent, but just has energy in it. I listen to my own voice and the own Raina's music, and then I just pump the energy into the track. And this energy is infused now into the final meditation.
That may sound like woo to some people, but I understand that there's frequencies and energies that you've demonstrated physically in different ways with healing. Mm-hmm. And I've demonstrated and experienced. I think a lot of people have experienced different types of energy projection or reception, where there's a communication that's nonverbal. There's no words, but there's an energy.
Right.
And people have experienced that, and I understand how it is multidimensional.
Right.
And how you can put it, how you can lay it down on a track. You're laying it down really in the quantum field that's that timeline, as I understand it.
Yeah.
This is a real phenomena, and it sounds kind of like auto-suggestion, but that's a form of affirmation.
That's only operating at the mental. People think, oh, this happened because you made me think it's going to happen. Nope, it has nothing to do with that. Whether you want to or not, I can fill you with this energy. And here's the secret, which on the Cosmic Love Show should come as no surprise to anyone. The secret of this energy is that it's just higher octaves of love.
Yeah.
So when people talk about love, how does love heal all these problems? How does love fix things? Love is the strongest force in the universe.
And it is multidimensional. It is in the unified field. It's sometimes referenced as coherence, as the golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm when you're in the frequency of holy compassion and joy. And there's science to it, but in the field there definitely is a quantifiable energy in the quantum field and quantum healing and with quantum science is revealing that this intention, the pure intention, the goodwill, has an energy that, of course, prayer fields are created with that when you get hundreds or thousands of people praying about a subject, crime diminishes in the local areas or wherever. It's like this is, I think, going to be the big revelation to global mass awakening is more of this dynamic creates prayer fields of pure intention along the lines collectively what you're talking about personally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you've been doing this now for years now. I mean, you're not coming to this all of a sudden, and your evolution has brought you to this point where you're getting out there now. I know in a lot of shows, Alexandra's show, I heard you were on there, and I had her on Cosmic Love here a couple times ago.
Oh, great!
And I think what you're doing is really for different. I'm thinking guys in particular, guys that are left brain dominant. That are stressed out in the corporate world or the business world, the left brain on steroids, so to speak, how they come to the right brain, nonlinear, spherical, spiritual, intuition is sometimes like pulling teeth. And,
right.
I'm sure the different people that read your background story, we got them on the Cosmic Love homepage and in the archives in the future, if they're listening to this, it's probably because, they read your story and what you've gone through. I really believe a lot of people are stressed out and they're looking to you know, what simple disciplines, and I refer to this self-healing process through meditation or mediation, affirmation, you know, and confirmation with determination that, you know, determination is pure intent that, you know, you're ready and willing and open to healing, open to wholeness, open to, you know, balance. And I think that the process, basically, whether you would be left brain dominant or right brain dominant, you know, a strength in excess, either hemisphere is a weakness, but the balance point,
right?
And that's a lot of what you, as I listen to your words, and your, someone call it a meditation. How do you refer to it? As a,
it's kind of a guided visualization.
Guided visualization,
but with additional energy infused into it. That's what makes a difference.
Well, I understand that the visualization part of it is more of a left brain function, and the audio is more of a right brain function. And, you know, audio is more nonlinear, and it's more the feeling, the carrier of feelings. And, of course, we both got eyes and ears, and our left and right hemispheres, when they're balanced, you know, we both see and hear better. I mean, we're...
Right.
We're more coherent in our hearts, and we're more congruent in our minds.
Well, that's kind of what happens when I do personal clearings with people as well. And what I do in the clearing is exactly what I do in the energy center meditation. I fill their energy centers up with pure love, absolute, unconditional, infinite, divine love, and then I basically raise their vibration. And as I raise their vibration, I can tell without the person ever talking to me whether they're more left-brained or right-brained.
That's interesting. Yeah.
It ranges from pure intellectual to pure creative type that is not bound by any logic or intellect. And the ideal thing is to be balanced, as you just mentioned. But most of my readers seem to gravitate a little bit toward the intellectual side. They're not someone that just says, oh, we'll light a candle and everything will be fine. No, they want to know the explanation behind it. They want to know why this is. But when I'm raising their vibration, if they're very... intellectually oriented, then they're holding on to their thoughts and emotions much more tightly than a pure healer or a pure creative type. And I can tell by how difficult it is to raise their energy up, you know, whether they're holding on, and I give them suggestions and things like that. I can overpower them, but it's easier if they just kind of let go and allow themselves to release their stress, fears, and anger. And when they do that, then they have an amazing catharsis.
Like the free will factor is, of course, really a critical part in healing or self-healing or, you know, basically self-government, you know, how we, you know, govern our own wholeness and healing. And in that regard, you know, I'm thinking of the pure intention, of course, that you have is the people who are open to balance and healing will basically tune into the process, whether they need more left brain instruction or just a right brain feeling. That's what you tune into, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, there's a funny story. I used to bring people up to see my energy mentor, Tommy. He lived where his office was about an hour and 15 minutes away, and very often I'd bring people up for healings while he's pumping my energy up. And so one of my friends who I used to ride bicycles with, you know, race bicycles, He twisted his neck. He crashed and twisted his neck. And I said, well, come on up. You know, you got a stiff neck. You know, Tommy will help you out. And he came up there, and in 5 minutes, his neck was fine. He could turn his neck totally around. And then in the middle of it, he stopped, and he looked, and he goes, well, wait a second. How is this possible? He's sitting across the desk over there. He never touched me. He's not a chiropractor. He didn't press any bones or this. How is this possible? I said, well, it's all energy. The whole universe is energy. And he goes, but that's not possible. And then all of a sudden, he couldn't move his neck again.
Oh, yeah. You got to be open to healing, and you can't look a gift horse in its mouth.
It is. And I said, what are you doing? You were just healed. You were just turning around. He said, but isn't it okay if I don't believe this stuff? I said, of course it's okay, but why would you? You already had the proof.
Yeah.
Sorry. I didn't want to disappoint you. Well,
isn't it amazing how we self-sabotage?
That was the most amazing example I saw. He was turning his head completely. Yeah, it does. Wow, it is gone. Like, and they said, wait, but how is this possible? Stop thinking. That's the left brain getting in the way of healing and higher intuition and then higher states of consciousness.
Yeah. Oh, you know, I've heard some amazing stories about what you just this last scenario just recently, and I'm not going to go into it right now, but I mean it confounds science, and of course this is what's going on with the, you might say, the 100th monkey effect, with people waking up to these gifts and talents, call it effective sensory perception or, you know, ESP. There's nothing extra about it when you got it.
Right.
But, you know, the world tells us it's not possible, and a lot of children, of course, come in as indigos with these gifts and talents, and the adult world pretty much just shuts them down. It's the same kind of a thing, you know, that if you believe you can't, you know, perceive,
right,
you know, in a nonlinear way. Of course, women's intuition has always been, you know, a challenge, you know, for left brain, lockstep, letter of the law of men in general.
Well, that's the thing. None of this is inconsistent with science. You know, I came from the scientific background. I didn't throw away all the logic and science that I learned.
Yeah.
I said, that's just part of the story. There's a lot more to the story than just science. And that's kind of what mysticism is. It's an integration of science, art, and spirituality. When you put all three of them together, then you have a mystic, who are very practical people. They're not people that wear purple turbans and hide out in the Himalayas.
No. No, you know, the true test of spirituality is practicality.
Right.
It's supposed to be, you know, on Earth as it is in cosmos at large, you know.
My friend refers to
that. That's the way it's supposed to be.
Right, enlightenment of the marketplace. You know, it sure is good to be in a cave off in the distance, but when you can be a spiritual person and radiate love and do good things here in the midst of a major urban area like Los Angeles, then, you know, then you've got it. Then you're really doing something.
Well, there's a lot of really enlightened people down in that area. I mean, there's a lot of sinister stuff going on in Hollywood, but at the same time, there's a lot of, I know, different enlightened people live down around that area that are really, I mean, I think it's City of the Angels as far as, you know, risen angels and fallen angels, but there's a lot of angels there, and there's a lot of light there, and I'm following, you know, your work, you know, as kind of a revelation, as I've had in different ways, you know, and as I tune into it, and there's different things that you're doing, and I think it's helpful for a left brain, especially, you know, guys that are more left brain dominant, or people that are more science oriented, to understand these basic dimensions of manifestation, from octaves or dimensions of the spiritual to the higher mental, to the mental and the lower mental and emotional. And of course, we think in images and symbols of associative feelings, both left brain and right brain. You know, it's a mental, emotional thing going on moment to moment between the hemispheres of the brain. And of course, how that matriculates the matrix or otherwise goes physical, in the physical manifestation of the spiritual, mental, and emotional. I mean, there's kind of layers of density from the gross physical to the highest, you know, higher spiritual. It's like, so this on earth, you know, dense as it is in heaven, you know, air, and the fire, air, water, and earth of it, you know, these are archetypes that Jung, modern psychology, gets into. But the framing of these concepts with visualization, meditation, mediation, concentration, integration, what you're doing, you know, it's very evident to me that as a vehicle for what I call what I say auto-suggestion, just kind of a vehicle for that affirmation of the process as being as real as, you know, when you, is basically the person's intention to get it. And I think that's it. You know, if a person has a dysfunctional relationship, I can see, you know, and you work with enlightened relationships. Go into that a little bit. How do you work with couples, or what's your enlightened relationships?
Okay. Well, one of the things that I think you touched upon just a couple minutes ago about the left and right brain, and you talked about the need for balance, and, you know, the left brain logical person and the right brain creative. When you're in balance, that's your gateway to go to higher states of consciousness. That's the gateway. Now, if you reverse this, if you say you were on top of the pyramid, the pecking order right now, and you wanted to keep people from establishing these higher states of consciousness, what you would try to do is induce fear into them, because fear automatically makes the person go revert to their dominant side. So if you're logical, you're going to automatically become more left-brained, but without the ability to have intuition and those sort of things. Same thing if you were a right brain person, a creative person, you're not going to be able to tap into the logical side of your brain when you're in fear. So fear shuts this all off. So you can see, why are there a zillion and one horror movies on TV? Why does every news broadcast come out here and tell you about another war starting or another disaster or another something or else that's going to put you in fear and anger? Because fearful people are easy to control.
Yep.
And if you can get beyond that, if we can fill people up with love, if we can synchronize their brains by filling them with higher vibrational octaves of love, then bam, this whole planet's going to be transformed. You know, whether it's a romantic relationship or just everyone as individuals collectively coming together to change the whole nature of the universe or of our universe here on Earth.
Well, that sure makes sense to me. And I've actually got to the point different times this last year where I would just kind of tune in to the vibration of headlines and news articles. And you just put them in two categories. You know, those that are a downward spiral with negativity, and I call it a sin, stuck in negativity, or those that are at least neutral or more of a positive affirmation of the future, you know, with an upward mobile spiral energy. And you know, it's just like you, if we're all connected, you know, which we are in quantum field, you know, if we're all connected to whatever frequency we're broadcasting or dwelling on, again, attention, you know, energy flows where attention goes. And if our energy is in an upward mobile spiral, if we keep it that way, we tend to pull up everyone else. I mean, you know, it's like the 100th monkey effect.
Right.
And conversely, you know, there's that, the media matrix, which is largely the fear matrix. So it's really, you know, it's not just a choice, you know, of looking at media that represents fearless faith or faithless fear. You know, where are we gonna with the internet? You know, where do you want to go in the world today? Where do you want to go with your consciousness?
Right. Well, some people, one of the things one person was calling me said, you know, I've been listening to your meditation, but I don't feel like it's progressing fast enough. And I said, well, like, what is your day like? Well, it turns out the last thing she did before going to bed every night was watch the evening news with war. And I said, look, you're polluting yourself. You did the meditation, you flushed out your emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies, and here you are, you just filled them up again with garbage. You know, half that stuff isn't even true. It's made up. Don't believe it. Stop watching TV. You want to get better? Stop. You don't eat junk food. You don't eat artificial sugars and empty calories. You know, why would you fill your mind up with junk TV?
Right before you go to bed.
And then you're at bed where you have all evening, all night long to regurgitate the bad news and focus on it. Of course you're going to be in a downward spiral. You know, stop that. And bam, people stop watching TV, their health improves. Their mental health improves. Everything
mental
improves.
Health. Yep, I've heard that over and over again. You know, switch off the boob tube.
There's a reason they call it programming. That's the expression that just sums it all up.
Well, sometimes, you know, if I want a good cry, you know, and just kind of flush my energy system, I'll watch the Hallmark Channel.
Right. Okay, well, there. You know, the little tearjerker movies, you know, those are good. But those are the kind of comments I would get back with people that listen to my Energy Center clearing CD. And the unsolicited comments. I said, I started listening and I just started crying. I don't know why I was crying. I said, because it's a cathartic experience. You're unloading all this stress and tension and fear that you had, and your higher self is finally seeing there's the light at the end of the tunnel. We can get rid of this junk, so there's room for your own intuition to come in, for your own higher self to come into your body. So, yes, it can be a very cathartic experience when you get flush with this higher vibrational energy and you let go of the fear, stress, anger, lower discordant energies, then bam, you're going to be more you.
I think so much of the business world is just hard driving energy to make things happen, and dealing with hard driving energy, it kind of resonates also with, you know, hard driving news and, you know, the heavy stuff in the world And some guys, it's just a guy thing. You know, it doesn't bother them. You know, they really, but they go from hard driving energy from work to hard driving energy at home, and they're going to have, you know, a hard driving relationship. That
yeah, hard driving divorce coming up.
Hard driving divorce coming up. Yeah, I mean, we get what we ask for, whether we know it or like it or not. You know, I mean, there's a principle there that, you know, the mankind has free will, so anything is possible. But if there's not the goodwill with the pure intention, you know, to focus attention in a direction that, like I say, is going to, you know, with love's retention, you know, mm-hmm. culture, conscious ascension, you know, there's a dynamic, there's a process that, you know, you're either on the way up or you're on the way down or on the way out.
And everyone can be on the way up. It's very, very simple. You know, stop putting poisons into your body. Stop putting poisons into your mind.
Yeah,
and in your emotions as well. Don't hang out. This, you know, the friend of yours that you've known forever, but who always complains and spends the whole time complaining and moaning about everything. Just say no. Look,
yeah.
I don't need that anymore. I don't want to be unhappy. I don't need to hear about your problems. You know, I want to help you, but if the person just wants to talk about everything's bad, let them talk about it on their own. Keep the mental poison, keep the emotional poison out of your field.
Yeah, well, you know, when I started doing this Cosmic Love radio show about 9 years ago now, I wasn't real sure. You know, I'd been pretty much a hard-driving Aries pioneer of, and, you know, pushing the new frontier of inner space for years with different quantum medicine, quantum healing, you know, and I had a lot of arrows in my back, so to speak.
Right.
And I was really looking to interviewing people that really had a lot of attainment, you know, like yourself, in this understanding of divine, cosmic, universal, quantum, whatever, you know, God, love, source. And, you know, it basically, you know, my intention was, you know, to interview people a lot smarter than me, and that hopefully some of it would rub off.
Right. Well, that's a strategy. Surround yourself with people smarter or better or more talented than you, and you're going to move up the food chain as well.
Well, you know, the enlightened self-interest, that's the way it works. If you're really looking for enlightenment, you know, you tend to get what you ask for. And boy, some of the people I've had on the show are just brilliant, you know, with their books and their music or their work, you know, what they do, and you know, like yourself, it comes around to, you know, you've come around to an understanding of the way the universe works. And in simple yet profound, and you know, there's a science to it, and you can go into the science for more of the left brain person, but you know the cosmic love aspect of you know, just harmonic orientation to the visuals, the sounds, the pacing, the rhythms. Of course, you know, wonderful music will do that, and you know, some people in their homes do that on a regular basis. But a lot of the youth, it's, you know, it's more the jagged rhythms, you know, that are just
right.
energized right. with like a stimulation. And of course, it puts people into alpha. What do they call it? Beta brain waves.
Right.
More in the left brain, which is more reactive than proactive, and it's more stimulating than recuperating, you might say.
Yeah.
So what's your understanding of harmonics? You know, your mystical, the depth of your mystical understanding with harmonics. Do you
right.
bring the
well,
science of
your,
that in? Yeah.
Yeah. Harmonics is when you're in tune with the universe, when everything's coherence, you can go to higher states of consciousness much more readily, and that's kind of what I do by sending in these higher octaves of love. All the discordant energy, which comes across as stress, fear, anger, those lower vibrational energies that are keeping you down and feeling bad, those things get flushed away. And because when you're in a coherent state, when your heart, mind, everything's operating coherently, all in sync, then you can go to higher states of consciousness much more readily. You know, ultimately, when you're one with the universe, when you're beyond ego, when you're pure consciousness, you mean there's the enlightened state. And what is that? But you're coherent. You're in the flow. You're in tune with the all that is, with the oneness.
Heart coherence, some of the heart math Institute deals with, you know, the science, and has wonderful teachings on this understanding of coherence, as, and again, the science of it is the golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm, and it's a fractal harmonic that's throughout the unified field. It's like the standard, and when I say it, it's the gold standard. You know, the golden rule harmonically is coherence.
Right. Yeah.
And and that centering, and I could really just feel it from the vibration of your meditation, your guided visualization. I mean, I could just, you know, I'm not that dense where I couldn't really tune into it. And
everyone can tune in. You don't have to be a mystic master to get the benefit of this. Even if you don't do the visualization, just listen to the music and my voice, you're going to get some benefit from that.
So what you experienced when you basically had listened to that first video that you got at Blockbusters, and what kind of flipped your switch or triggered your awakening, you really tune into that process, and that's what you do in your work.
Right, but I wasn't expecting something like that to happen.
Yeah.
The fellow who did that, Dick Sutphin, he's an old, early pioneer in the human consciousness and human potential movement. He has a very deep, soothing voice, and it was a standard, you know, meditation where you relax your feet, your ankles, your calves, and you went through your whole body, and I was relaxed. I went into an altered state, and then he just had suggestions. You know, you're 15 years old. What year is it? What's your name? What country do you live in? And I knew all the answers. You know, he put me in that altered state, and I had never meditated before. I didn't know what it was, and I certainly didn't understand history or anything about spirituality. So, yeah, I thank him. I got to meet him at a bookstore some years afterwards.
I thanked him
for putting that meditation out, which helped launch me.
So he did kind of a guided timeline meditation that kind of took you through through your own personal history.
Yeah, and it was a very powerful experience. Now it's not as in.
So, you know, I think it comes back, as I understand it, into this openness to the healing process. And I know this is true. I worked with quantum healing enough to know that when a person is trying, the quantum healing process, there's different processes that you can do. You know, I'm working with the Trinfinity 8 that has the crystals that's hooked up to a computer and fractal algorithms that deal with the harmonics of the different systems of the body. And, you know, people have, seem as a general rule, you know, when they're physically hooked up to the system, and, you know, they have the crystals in the palm, heart center of their hand, you know, the points, and they have a physical sense of that this is doing physical work, but it works just as well in the quantum field. But it's that principle that you talked about. People don't believe it. They're not open to healing so much when it's nonlinear, and rather than, you know, than physical. And of course, I think that's why people go to chiropractors when their neck is out rather than go to the energy healers.
Right. Yeah. People can stop the healing if they want, but I mean, you can heal people whether they want it or not, because the energy is real. The energy is palpable. But then what happens is if the person wants to go back, like my friend with the stiff neck, if he wants to go back to being sick, that's his free choice to go and do that.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, Jesus, what did he say when he would heal? He was a master healer. He healed someone, and he'd say, okay, go and sin no more.
Yeah.
People mistake. What do you mean? What do you mean by that?
Don't be stuck in negativity. Don't go doing
the same stupid thing that got you sick in the first place. That's what it means.
Basically, Jesus is saying, don't be stuck in negativity. That's what sin is. Don't sin no more.
Don't do the same thing that got you sick. It's not a moral imperative. It's nothing there. It's just so common sense. But it gets twisted, and no, this is how we have to interpret this, that, and the other thing. But that's it.
And sometimes Jesus would wave his hand with healing energy over the person and say, be thou made whole, and they would be made whole.
Yeah, and the point is, it's not a mental thing. Your mind can block it, but your mind is not. He didn't trick you into being well. You got well because of the energy that he transmitted to you. And now, as long as your mind doesn't go back into sin, you're going to stay whole. You're going to stay, you know, healed.
Yeah,
that's the key thing.
It's really a positive affirmation, confirmation, determination, and integration in the four lower bodies, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically, that just, you know, is made whole through pure intention, attention, retention, ascension,
yeah,
etc.
When you have that coherence going between all those bodies that you just mentioned,
yeah,
that's when synchronicities show up. Because
yeah,
who's creating your entire life? It's your higher self in conjunction with God, the all that is, that's orchestrating events for your own growth. And if you're already in line with that, then the person you need for your business or your company automatically shows up right there. Everything happens in the flow because the entire universe is a synchronicity. It's just that we're stuck on this third density level that we don't see it. But if you're in that coherent field where you're in tune with your higher self, then you can see it because you're now exactly what you're thinking of is what your higher self is orchestrating at the same time. And so it turns out the entire universe is a synchronicity when you can get to that level of consciousness, you know, which is, albeit a very high one. But that's when you begin to see synchronicities, is when you're in the flow, when you're in tune with your own higher self.
Yeah, that's one thing I've experienced enough of them that are just completely nonlinear that it's very obvious to me that the synchronicities in life that, you know, that are like telepathy, when you know what someone's going to say right before they say it, mm-hmm, or they, you know, or synchronicities where, you know, everything comes together in a way that is just impossible. You know, it's just logically impossible.
Right.
And I've had enough of those happen where it's pretty evident to me that there's divine order in the universe that's above and beyond anything my
right,
left brain can comprehend.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't rely on the left brain only. That's
yeah,
a great tool, and people who can think clearly and logically have a great, you know, leg up on people that don't have that skill. But above intellect is your intuition. And if you can follow your intuition, use your intuition first to figure out what you should be doing, and then use your intellect to put it into practice, then you really have something.
And I think your emphasis on the coherence factor is really spot on, because only through harmonic, you know, convergence in the heart, you know, when I say heart convert, you know, that whole
right,
spirit of holy compassion, you know, joy, love, just being centered and connected with that, that's when there's a balance between the creative intuition and the linear logical left brain,
mm-hmm,
and it's a moment-to-moment thing, and we build momentums. You know, people that are left brain dominant, you know, they tend to, you know, that's, again, that's their strength, and right brain intuition, more so for women, that's their strength, but a strength in excess is a weakness, and that's one of my favorite expressions. You know, it's good to be strong in what you're good at, but, you know, the a strength in excess, if it's not balanced with the complementary energies, and there are different energies from a linear logical perspective than from a nonlinear, spherical, you know, creative, spiritual, or, you know, that type of perspective. And, of course, you can be spiritual in your left brain, but usually an intellectual approach to God can only take you so far.
Right, right. And that's what most of my readers are, more intellectual, but they appreciate, because I give them the science behind it to take them from that pure intellectual standpoint to where they get a balanced perspective on the world. And when they're tuned into their intuition, then bam, that's when good things happen. That's when the miracles start.
Well, Edwin, that's why I wanted to have you on the show. You're a good model, I think, a good role model for awakening males.
Almost 50% of my readers are males, which is a relatively high percentage for the spiritual community,
yeah,
which is, you know, dominated by women.
Well, your message really speaks to you know, that there's hope, you know, for this awakening process, and I really love your work, what you're doing. Is there any way you'd like to sum up the show?
Well, I mean, I would just encourage people to visit my website, energycenterclearing.com. You can download a free Escaping the Matrix audiobook just by getting on the site. And take a look at my Energy Center Clearing, MP3 or CD. You know, whatever you do, whatever business, whether you're a teacher, yoga instructor, whatever you do in this universe, you'll be better at it if you become more you. And the way you become more you is clearing out your energy centers, getting rid of the stress, fear, and anger from your energy bodies, and connecting with your own higher self, your own inner master. When you do that, you'll be better at whatever you do, and that's what I offer. And it's very quick and easy. So please visit my website, energycenterclearing.com.
Thank you for that, Ed. And thanks for listening, to those who are listening on the show. And I ask everyone to just basically keep the faith, see the good, you know, keep it positive, and make it so. So God bless you, Ed, everyone. Then we'll be back in a couple weeks.
Thank you, Christopher. It was great.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There is a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule law language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.